love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into combat sports.
Yeah.
Brought to you by the WBO, the World Boxing Organization.
How about that?
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
Let's get him. Let's get him hard.
Pedro Fernandez.
Better grab me quick before my knees give way.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 35, make that 36 plus years now of radio presence, often imitated, but hardly duplicated. Straight up, we're talking boxing, MMA for the next hour, of course, live here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio. Of course, we've added some new stations on the SB Nation Sports Network, so I wanted to mention that. Straight up, we're talking boxing. In this hour, I bring you some more Muhammad Ali. People love it when I bring you Ali, and I love to bring you Ali. Of course, Ali, the greatest orator, I thought, of the 20th century, regardless of be it politics or sports or anything like that, outside of John F. Kennedy, maybe, and Martin Luther King, and, I don't know, FDR. I don't know who's a better speaker than Muhammad Ali or Cassius Clay was in his prime. So we'll hear about Muhammad Ali from 1992, he and Howard Gosell celebrating his 50th birthday party. But, wait, I'm not done. We'll also delve into the world of Roberto Duran, Hands of Stone, Manos de Pietro, the greatest fighter I think I've ever seen in my life. I've seen Ali fight him. I've seen a lot of great fighters, but I just think that pound for pound, nobody was ever better than Roberto Duran. Of course, a champion from 135 pounds, 147 pounds, 154 pounds, and 160 pounds. He was the man in four divisions, and he beat guys who were bigger than him, 10 years old, younger than him. Bottom line was, nobody was greater than Roberto Duran, in my opinion. So, we'll hear about Roberto Duran this hour. We'll also delve into the world of watches a little bit later in the show. We have open phone lines all around the planet. You can join me if you like. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the Guilt-Free No Commitment text line, the number, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. 1613. Hey, Barbie, this one's for you. You're tuning to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Because you can't fall up, you just fall down, and all you hear is that lonely sound. You're going down, down, down.
Because
you can't fall up, you just fall down.
You can't fall. Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Attention self-employed individuals, 1099 independent contractors, and small business owners. If you missed the first round of funding from the Coronavirus Relief Program, you now have a second chance. But do not delay. Funds are limited and you need to take action right now. Thanks to new federal funding, you can receive an advance of up to $10,000 deposited directly into your bank account without ever talking to a bank. We're SBAQuick.com, and we're here to help. Call 888-SBA-NOW-8 to speak with a representative and learn if you or your small business qualify for funding. There's no obligation and no banks to deal with, so don't miss this opportunity. Call 888-SBA-NOW-8 and learn instantly how much money you can receive. That's 888-SBA-NOW-8 or visit sbaquick.com. Call 888-SBA-NOW-8 and learn instantly how much money you can receive.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Are you or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? Every person's experience with Parkinson's is unique, and for many patients and families, that can be one of the most challenging aspects. The Michael J. Fox Foundation built a guide to help. Visit michaeljfox.org/PD360 to download the Parkinson's 360, a guide for navigating the disease. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/PD360. Visit today.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Thank you, Pedro. You want to run tomorrow? Are we running? You going to run tomorrow morning?
5:30.
Sunday. I'm leaving tomorrow at 10. I'll run with you tomorrow morning.
Okay, babe.
Okay.
Why do you guys play that tape when Ray Leonard embarrassed me so bad running like that? Why do you guys do that to me each and every week? Ah, that was painful. Anyway, the bottom line is the greatest athlete I've ever run with or been around. I'm talking about Ray Charles Leonard. Now, his nemesis, of course, was Roberto Duran, the man with the hands of stone. In 1968, Roberto Duran turned professional when Lyndon Johnson was still president of the United States. I kid you not. Of course, he retired in 2001, but along the way, he first won a lightweight championship in June of 1972, knocking out Ken Buchanan in the 11th round, pushing his record to 29-0. This is Roberto the day after the fight.
Roberto, that was a pretty rugged fight you had last night. How do you feel?
Dice que es una buena pelea que hiciste anoche. ¿Cómo te sientes?
Bueno, me siento muy contento. No me siento estropeado como se debe de sentir Buchanan.
He said he feels very proud of being the champ. He said he's also glad that he's not beaten, you know, his body physically. And he knows that probably Buchanan is, but it's just part of the game.
Well, you know, you were going up against a pretty good champion, but you predicted that you would win in 9 rounds, and it took you 13. What happened?
Dice que tú peleaste con un buen campeón, y que tú dijiste que lo iba a noquear 9, y lo noqueaste en 13. ¿Qué pasó?
Bueno, no lo pude noquear porque no presentó pelea en ningún asalto, y se la pasó, fue huyendo, por eso fue que no lo pude noquear.
He said that Buchanan did most of the running. He didn't present no fight. You know, he had seen Buchanan fight before, and he's, you know, rugged with the other guys, and he felt that eventually he'll do with him, and he didn't. And that's why he didn't knock him out, you know, earlier.
I believe there's talk now of a rematch later on. How do you think you're going to make out there?
Dice que si hay una revancha, ¿cuál es tu opinión respecto a la revancha?
Bueno, de la revancha lo voy a poner a dormir más rápido esta vez.
He said, in a return match, I'll make him sleep faster.
Looking back on the fight, Roberto, what was the quality? What do you think it was that made you win?
Dice que, ¿qué fue lo que te hizo a ti ganar la pelea anoche?
El corazón. Esto fue lo que me hizo ganar la pelea.
Dice, his heart. Very much.
Y los puños.
His heart.
Dan esto, Ahí esto.
He said, as long as he can use his hand, he will always eat. So his hand on his heart made him win last night.
Bueno, que yo le doy, estoy un poquito nervioso. Sí, y que yo anoche peleé para todos los latinos, porque ese título es de nosotros, los latinos. Y estoy muy agradecido al señor Teddy Brennan por ver filmado a Bucana. No sé cómo agradecerle. Thank you.
Thanks to all the Latino people and, of course, the Madison Square Garden matchmaker, Mr. Teddy Brennan. That was Roberto Duran, of course, as I said, what, in June of 1972. But wait, it wasn't that long. A little bit later in the year, he loses the decision over 10 rounds in a non-title fight to 32-1 Esteban De Jesus. Of course, he would come back and wreck De Jesus, the Puerto Rican champion, not once but twice in rematches, of course, and then move up and wouldn't lose again until 1980. Of course, we'll talk about the No Mas fight against Ray Charles Leonard down there in New Orleans. Now, people have come to me over the years and said, you know people in Duran's camp. What happened that night? Was it all about him eating a couple of steaks and he couldn't continue? Well, the bottom line was Roberto wasn't in the condition he should have been in that night. I mean, the fight really wasn't competitive. And, of course, Leonard, smart negotiator, no doubt about that. Mike Trainer, I told you how he sent a guy down to Panama and saw Roberto working in a salsa band on stage, like around 200 pounds with his gut hanging out. And he said to him, and the guy comes back and tells Mike Trainer, who's calling the shots for Ray Leonard, he tells him, Duran's fat as a pig. So Mike Trainer says, okay, then let's see. Duran got $1 million for the first one. I'll offer him $8.5 million for this one, but he's got to be ready in 6 weeks. And I don't think he can be ready in 6 weeks. He's going to kill himself to get ready by the weight. So anyway, that's what happened. Duran made the weight by the hair on his chinny chin chin, of course, at 147 pounds, and then he would perform miserably. It didn't have much snap on his punch. Of course, Leonard running around that 24-foot square ring, another smart tactical detail of the fight that not a whole lot of people realize, but a 24-foot square ring. Wow. 4 square feet bigger than an average ring. Straight up, it was like boxing somebody in your backyard. You couldn't catch them, let alone engage them. I just couldn't do it. Ray was dictating the action, of course, moving around, running around that New Orleans ring. And, of course, in the 8th round, Roberto Duran would say, no mas, or essentially no more. No mas box there. You didn't want to fight anymore. And you can't blame him at this point in time, according to Roberto. Because he said that, Ray Leonard knew that he wasn't in the greatest shape and that Ray Leonard was making moves on him. And he felt that it was a chance that if he were to continue, he might have got knocked out. So in other words, in order to preserve his legacy and set up the third fight, Roberto says, let me bow out now and we'll make it a third time. But Leonard, of course, my buddy, my running partner, my training partner down there for the Leonard Hearns rematch in 1989, we spent the better part of almost 2 weeks together, 11 days down there in West Palm Beach, Florida, training in the gym, of course, and running in the mornings. And I told you how he ran like an antelope. That's the only way I can't describe a cheetah. No, he's faster than a cheetah. He ran like an antelope. He was amazing. The most amazing athlete I've ever been around as far as athletics are concerned. Yes, maybe there were greater fighters, and I think the greater fighter was Roberto Duran. And how do I think this? I'm not alone in this opinion. In 1984, Roberto had just got beat by Tommy Hearns. Tommy Hearns knocked him out in 2 rounds. Of course, it was a bit of a surprise, but not when you looked at their size, seeing Tommy was 6'1" and Roberto was 5'7" and really not in good shape. Okay, another fight where Roberto didn't show up in good shape. In other words, Roberto had a propensity to get fat in between fights. And when he got fat in between fights, all he had to do, he had to diet. And he's a miserable guy to be around when he's dieting and training at the same time. So anyway, he didn't get himself together for a couple, 3 fights, but then he comes back, of course, and he fights Davey Moore. Before that, it was Pepino Cuevas. But first, it was Davey Moore for the Junior Middleweight Championship. He takes care of him in Madison Square Garden, TKOs him in 8 rounds, should have stopped it a little bit earlier. Then he steps up, fights Marvin Hagler, the most invincible man on the planet, the man to destroy Thomas Hearns in 3 rounds in the war, of course, in 1985. But here he is, Roberto Duran taking care of business, man. Roberto Duran going 12 rounds, leading after 12 rounds, going 15 and losing a decision to Marvin Hagler. But wait, he wasn't done. He comes back in 1989, the age of 37 years old, and beats, guess who? Iran Barkley, the guy that knocked out Tommy Hearns. So when you look at it, you look at the round robin of all this kind of stuff, Duran really was the pound-for-pound better fighter. And back to that 1984 Duran-Hearns fight. Sugar Ray Robinson, considered by most people the greatest fighter in the history of boxing. you know, the pound for pound king, all that kind of good stuff. Of course, born Walker Smith Jr. I had some time with him in 1984, June of 1984, before and after the Hearns Duran fight. And even after Duran, he got knocked out so brutally in that second round by that pulverizing right hand. Ray says to me in his dressing room, in his hotel room across from the Aladdin Hotel, and he's wearing a pink shower cap and a pink bathrobe. Sort of cool. Anyway, I like pink. Anyway, that was his color. That was Ray Robinson's color. So anyway, Ray's telling me that the history will look at Roberto Duran as a greater fighter than he will Tommy Hearns. And he might look at Roberto Duran as a greater fighter than Sugar Ray Leonard, since he was able to move up in weight and beat Sugar Ray Leonard at 147 pounds. You have to realize that this is a big, big jump. From 135 to 147 pounds is a huge jump. I thought I was so cool, walking around like 144 pounds, and said to myself, I'll just fight at 147. Yeah, I got to look like a stamp. Guy should have been. Ernie Chavez, of course, went on to fight Meltzer Taylor as a pro. He should have been arrested for domestic violence that day he beat me up in Las Vegas in the National Golden Glove Championships. I'm telling you, he was too big. And that's what you have to realize about Duran. And that's what made me realize that Duran was really, you know, that Ray Robinson wasn't kidding. Duran truly was a great fighter, because I tried to move up in weight and I could beat, you know, so-so guys at 147. I went down the valley and beat up a bunch of guys down there in the valley. But, you know, world-class 147-pounders, they were too big and they hit too hard. Plus, Ernie Chavez was a southpaw, something I wasn't quite ready for, being a southpaw myself. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Little Hugh Lewis with the Tower of Power horns of the break, baby. It's as simple as that.
You go to work for God all day. At the end of the week, you collect your pay. That's just where it's at. It's as simple as that. You pay your bills the best that you can, but the rising cost sure hurts a family man. Yes, it does.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines, When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
'98 version of Tower of Power, baby. We're talking Soul Vaccination. Remember, that was the theme song for this show for quite a long time. Bottom line is they rock and roll. Of course, that's part of an album. I think that was on Tower of Power Records. Check it out. It's on the website, towerofpower.com. That was their 1995-1998 live LP, of course, taped here in San Francisco, I think, and Hayward, California, or Sacramento somewhere. Bottom line is a hot album, no doubt about that. Tower of Power, live in concert. Now, I bring you back in time to an era where there was one guy talking boxing on TV. There was only one mouth that mattered, the mouth that roared. I'm talking about Howard Cosell. Born Howard William Cosell, of course, in 1918. He ruled TV from 1953, and of course, ABC Radio had graduated or migrated, call it what you want, over to ABC Wide World of Sports, and he was there until 1985. Of course, when we said, when he saw, I think it was Mercury Morris, one of those a fast little black run. He said, look at that little monkey run. He said that on ABC's Monday Night Football, sort of got him fired. But Howard wasn't saying anything. Howard wasn't a racist guy. I didn't think he was a racist guy. The couple of encounters that I had with him were both pleasant. He was long in the tooth at that point in time, but they were pleasant, no doubt about that. When I talked with Ali about Cosell, you know, you could just see, I saw him look off because I said, you know, what was Howard like? And he sort of looked off, and you could just see the warmth in Ali's eyes when he brought up Howard Cosell. So those two guys, it was a genuine love affair no matter what you thought. Bottom line is, here is Howard Cosell and Muhammad Ali celebrating his 50th birthday party back in 1992.
Muhammad, was he doing anything differently up to the time you hit him from the first fight?
Well, Howard Cosell, what he was doing was this fella making all this noise is Howard Cosell. What he was doing, Howard?
Good luck. I hope it's not an act. I hope you mean it.
If it's an act, just look at my record and see if there have the other fights been acts. Have they been acts?
Not so far.
Well, what makes you think I'm acting?
And with that final stage of the act.
This is unexpected. I didn't know you would invite me to do this. Well, hold it. You must be on the boxing position and just have a little dance like you're boxing. And just for 1 second, I have to time it. And for 1 second. Right there, see?
Whom would you like to fight and where and when?
I'd like to fight whoever you think's the best, the number one man. I'd say he's Zor Foley.
I'm not sure that there's anybody left, really, for you to fight.
You.
That may come about someday. Thank you for coming
on. Just stay in shape.
Are you taking Zor Foley too lightly? Why would you say that? Because every indication has been that you're confident that you can beat Zara.
I'm confident I can whip all of them. This ain't nothing new. My image is being confident. What you're trying to make it look like something new for? I'm always confident I can whip all of them.
You're being extremely truculent.
Whatever truculent mean, if that's good, I'm there.
Well, I tell you, Cosell, I've been taking oxygen because I needed the oxygen. What you will see is I won't need the oxygen tonight. I'm ready.
I want you so bad, I just get tired. I done made you great in this country, and you still popping off. I want you bad.
Wait, let's get the facts straight. I made you.
You made me.
Nobody knew you.
You made me.
I took a poor little kid from Lowerville
and made me.
Let's put
anybody
it on the
thing. About you, anybody who didn't watch football didn't know you. Come on, it gets back with the interview now.
Number two. The body is now aging.
You ready?
A shell of what it used to be.
What am I going to do?
The man's beset by fear. What are you going to do to George for me?
He just said the man's body is not what it used to be. The man is beset by fear. Talking about me. Are you crazy? If I had a lower IQ, I could enjoy your interview. Well, Mr. Green, I'm proud about that, but as you said, it was extraordinary. It was still a good fight.
Yeah, it was a good
fight. But the soccer fight, Howard, I danced 12 rounds 3 years later. I got the films, if you don't believe it.
I saw it. I called it.
Well,
you
right.
Thought that fight was no contest.
You're not as dumb as you look.
Neither are you. And that's saying a lot coming from me.
Oh, that's me.
What you call
it? Let's tell it like it is. Right from the beginning.
I done made you famous enough. Everywhere I go, you follow me to get your name in the papers and on television.
I'd still be stealing bikes in Louisville if it weren't for me.
Don't tell people I stole bikes.
Everybody's talking about Joe Frazier. Joe Frazier. This chumps out there think Joe Frazier can beat me. I'm Muhammad Ali. I am the greatest. I brought to boxing the anchor punch, the ghetto whopper, the bull no punch, the Malaysian wall, the double shuffle, the Russian tank, the rope, the dope, the mirage. You realize we are opening up for Saturday. This is live. Split screen. I talk to you. I talk to Frazier. These people will then have a chance to evaluate your courage or lack thereof. You understand?
I mean, speaking simple English, I didn't go to school. I don't understand all these big words. You're always coming up with a lot of big words. You know what I'm doing, how it goes out? I promise you this, and I promise the world. People want to see me slap you. They want to see me do something to you, and that's against the law. But I'll tell you what, one of these days, I promise you, the next time you get in the ring agitating with me, I hope you're there on my last fight. I swear I'm going to pull it off. Howard Cosell, show the people that you're not the man you was a few years ago.
You always say, Muhammad, you're not the man you were 10 years ago, right?
Right.
Well, I'm going to ask your wife, are you the man you was last year?
You'll get a quick answer to that.
All of the years, all of the times together, I've enjoyed them. You're a very special man with a very special meaning.
Thank you.
To all of the American people.
Thank you.
I congratulate you. It's my honor. Your name is Muhammad Ali. Hard to believe. All the years, everything that's passed between us, it's so hard to believe and so memorable. And now, it's time to say to you, Muhammad, God bless you, and happy birthday to you. You're 50 years old. I never thought that could happen. Not to you. But it has. And you know something? You are exactly who you said you are. You never wavered. You are free to be who you want to be. I love you.
Cosell makes me cry when he does that, so if I sound a little bit emotional, damn it, Howard, why do you do that? Straight up, Howard Cosell and Muhammad Ali, of course, in January of 1992, celebrating Muhammad Ali's 50th birthday party. Of course, Ali and I would get together and go in 93, of course, the first trip to China, the brawl to Wall, and we went back in 1994, of course, for that debacle in Macau. Thank God he wasn't there, but he set up the publicity tour. We were there for that. Straight up, Ali going 56-5 as a professional fighter. 37 KOs, the only time he was stopped. Of course, that treacherous, that tragic day, October 2nd, 1980, of course, when he stepped into the ring at Caesar's Palace. And another night in which I went back to my room and wasn't emotionally, you know, Mom, I just got thrashed. I mean, we probably expected him to lose, but nobody expected him to get destroyed by Larry Holmes like that. Can't even talk. But nobody expected that. You know, I mean, he was, he was bigger than life. I mean, this was traumatic to everybody involved. I don't think we went out and really had that much of a party time, because Vegas is always party time. But I think that night after the Ali fight, and after the Durant fight, when Durant got knocked out by Hearns, yeah, I was in no mood to party. 56-5, 37 KOs at one stoppage loss. I said to Larry Holmes, 1 year later, he would take battle 10 rounds with Trevor River. Of course, I think that was over in Kingston, Jamaica. That's when Don King got beat up by the Muslims. He doesn't want to cop to it, but that's what happened. Don popped off, and a couple of Muslim guys took him aside and said, bang, 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 you ain't in the city. You ain't back in the city. You don't have your bodyguards with you, and, of course, you don't have a gun. So they slapped Don King around. But back to Ali. The good times I got to spend with him, and of course in the Orient especially, I call it the Orient, people say, hey, that's not cool, that's not PC. Bottom line is, it is to me. China, Singapore, and Malaysia, places like that. Of course, Macau was a Portuguese province back then. But anywhere we went, he was recognized. And I say this time and time again, is that we stopped to train. We're on a train, we're on this private train, going through China. I think we're leaving Guangzhou. We're headed to Shanghai or Singapore. I forget where we're headed to. Anyway, the bottom line is we're headed somewhere. We got our own private train. We got our own train engine. We got our own passenger car. We got our own bathroom car. Okay, which turned out to be a big hole in the middle of the floor. So anyway, that was us on a train. So we're going through China. You know, we've been on the train, I guess, about an hour and a half, 2 hours. And Ali says to me, get him to stop the train somewhere. I said, why? You got to go to the bathroom? He said, no, just get him to stop the train. So I got him to stop the train, and he stopped the train, and there were Chinese people there that didn't have any teeth, that didn't have any telephone, didn't have a toilet, didn't have running water, but guess what? They knew exactly who he was, and for that one lady that fainted, that was, I wish to God I had a camera. That was probably one of the most heaviest things I've ever seen in my life. She looked at Ali, she touched him, and she fainted. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Stay tuned for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're talking watches, 420 watches, on the other side of the break.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, are you just gonna stand there and let people not give you credit for being a good driver? You deserve discounts on car insurance, and that's what Snapshot from Progressive is for. So why aren't you signing up? You need music to get pumped? Hit it! Drum solo! Ow, that hurts my fingers.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The hottest product in the United States right now has to be, can you believe this, marijuana. I kid you not. They have already raised $1.75 billion in taxes just in Colorado alone. So this weed is just taking off. And, of course, as marijuana takes off, or as a politically correct term of marijuana is cannabis. As cannabis takes off, lots of other products are taking off as well. And I came across a cool-ass watch the other day, and I happened to get the guy on the phone, Barry Cohen. Tell me about these 420 Waldo watches.
Sure thing. Thanks for having me. So I spent, several decades in the watch business building a watch brand and turned it into a global brand, and that's all well and good, but that was chasing really my own fortunes. In this case, it's a whole new game. As I exited my other company, I decided that it was time to try to do some good in life, and I see some societal movements I believe in, and I thought, well, maybe I could take the class of trade I work in and find a way to try and support those movements. And in this case, it's the cannabis movement. I think at this stage, we know that cannabis is providing a lot of relief for a wide array of ailments and an enormous number of people. And interestingly, I've come to learn that one of the larger groups of people is veterans, and if they don't deserve our support, who does? So we decided to launch a brand that would support the cannabis movement. The name of the brand is 420 Waldos. So this goes back to the story of how the 420 moniker came to be back in 1971. With five guys from San Rafael High School that were basically cutting up and having fun every day and would meet at 4:20 in the afternoon in front of their high school on a wall, and they became known as the 4:20 Waldos. And so we've used that story. There's a whole little backstory there about all they were doing back in the 70s as one of the pillars that the brand stands on. The other two pillars, we've added a very unique illumination system. It's called Visible 247, and this is the highest performing photoluminescence ever created over 15 years in development. If we get 10 minutes of light on our dials, which are made out of a polymer that includes light recepting crystals, they will glow for at least 10 hours, and we can do that in 22 different colors. This is a breakthrough in terms of illumination, but it's what got us to come up with our tagline for the brand, which is Get Lit. So it has sort of a dual entendre, if you will. But the most important element, the third pillar that the brand stands on, is the philanthropic side. And that's the reason for the brand coming to pass in the first place. We just want to continue to donate to organizations that are working to achieve federal legalization for cannabis for the reasons I just described earlier about the relief it's supplying to a lot of people. And we will donate a chunk of the proceeds, generally from 5% to 20-25%, for every single watch we sell to organizations like the Drug Policy Alliance and Normal that are working to effect that change at the federal level. It just seems absurd that it's still classified as a Class 1 felony, the equivalent of heroin. So we thought we'd jump into the fray and try and effect some change here using our watches as an agent of change. So there's your long-winded answer.
Well, you know, my father's rolling over in his grave because in 1952 they didn't even find him with it. They suspected him of having it. And he spent 2.5 years in California Youth Authority, which is basically San Quentin for kids here in California.
Well, that's obviously unfortunate and pretty ridiculous. But, you know, times have changed, thank goodness.
But, Barry, there are still people in jail right now across the country for marijuana, though.
Say that again? Sorry.
There are still people in jail across this country for marijuana.
Yeah, well, that's the type of thing that I think we're seeing it. I think we've seen it in the state of Washington. I think we're starting to see it in the state of California and maybe Oregon as well, where legalization takes place, and then those that are in political power have gone in and tried to reverse some of the charges for the lesser charges. And I think it's, you know, long overdue. So we're going to work to try and effect this change at the federal law, with the federal law, and hopefully that'll release a lot more people from prisons that shouldn't be there in the first place.
And Barry Cohen's our guest, of course. He's put together these 420 Waldo watches, and they're pretty cool. You got to check them out. What's your website again?
Okay, anybody can go look at them at 420waldoswatches.com. So that's 420 is the number, followed by Waldo's, plural, since there were five guys. Watches, plural, since there's about 30 watches in the collection. So www.420waldos.com. You can see the collection, and we can provide a code today if your listeners might want to get a discount.
Go for it.
So if they go in and they put in W420, they can earn themselves a 20% discount on the watches.
What cracks me up is I've been to Washington, D.C., the nation's capital. You can buy weed almost on every corner. I don't mean from the guys on the corner. I mean, like, there's pot shops everywhere. This is the nation's capital, yet our federal law says it's illegal?
It is almost inexplicable, frankly. I think it's a vestige of the 1930s and movies like Reefer Madness, frankly. You know, there was a period in time when everybody got up in arms about this, and it's really... It should be a non-issue, frankly, and that's kind of why the change is taking place finally, some 80 or 90 years later.
You know, my buddy Mort Saul, 91 years old, of course, the comedian, satirist, call him what you want, but he's 91 years old. He told me a couple of years ago that when John Kennedy used to smoke those Cuban cigars, that they were half weed and half tobacco, and he rolled his own.
Well, that's a new one on me, but... It's pretty amusing, actually.
But that's coming from Mort Saul. Mort doesn't BS about anything. He's 91 years old. I'm telling you, he's 91 years old. He lets loose on everything. And bottom line is he's a wonderful man. Anyway, at the end of the day, these watches look cool. Somebody said they're going to get me one, so I think that's even better. But the bottom line is, give us the website one more time.
Sure, happy to do that. And again, I thank you again for having me on to tell people about it. So the brand name is 420 Waldo's. And the watches are very reasonably priced and a real a basic design that has a wide appeal. The website, www.420waldoswatches.com. Go there and check out the full array. You can see them glowing in the dark. You can see a nice mix of about 30 models, and then take advantage of a discount using W420, and you'll get 20% off any watch.
Okay, speaking of 420, I mean, 420 is everywhere now. I'm just absolutely blown away by the fact that so many commercial entities are getting behind it as well. I mean, it's not like cannabis is like, in California anyway, it's mainstream.
Yeah, well, it has become that for sure. I mean, I happened to take a drive up to a dispensary the other day just to check in and see what's happening, and son of a gun, they had a line out front that was 10, 15 cars long. So it's pretty prevalent at this point, and as I said, people are finding relief, and we're in a stressful time. This pandemic we're running through is certainly taxing, and I guess it's getting people to get out to their dispensaries more often. But since we can't do what has happened in this past several years, which is gatherings of 15 to 20,000 people in parks to celebrate today, the annual cannabis holiday, we figured we'd give them an alternative. Instead of going out to the park, pick up a watch for yourself. Know you're doing a good cause because you're donating to a cause that we will donate for you. And enjoy a timepiece ongoing that glows all night.
420, Waldo's Watches. Check them out. This is Barry Cohen. Barry, I thank you so much for your time, sir. Come back to Sports Byline anytime you want.
Well, thanks so much for having me. Appreciate you getting the word out.
Yeah, well, the website's 420waldo.com, and if you use the discount code W420, it'll give you a big fat discount on that. Pretty good-looking watch. I'm wearing one right now. I haven't worn a watch, like, since the 90s or something like that, but, you know, they gave me a free watch, so I'm wearing a watch, and it looks cool. Bottom line is you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, boxing taking place in Nicaragua. I want to mention that a young man by the name of Robin Zamora, a super featherweight, means 130 pounds. Of course, he was fighting the promoter Rosendo Buffalo Alvarez, the former 105, 108-pound champion. Of course, Zamora now 16-7, 8 KOs, won an 8-round unanimous nod. Why am I talking about an 8-round fight? Because it's the only fight that happened, like, in the last month. So I've got to report that, even though this is a boxing show and an MMA show, combat sports show, but I've got to report this. Were these guys world-class fighters? Hell no. These guys are like, I don't say hobos, but, you know, not B guys, B or C guys. Bottom line is Romero Blanco was the loser. He had lost to him once before. In fact, last October they fought. So this was a rematch. Why do it again? I don't know. Bottom line is super flyweight Freddie Fonseca was a winner in the co-feature when opponent Alan Aguilar, who came in 8-7, no surprise he left at 8-8, didn't answer the bell for round number 5. Listen, you get a guy that's 28-5, going against a guy that's 8-7, what do you think is going to happen? When you have the New York Yankees beating up on some little league team, what do you think is going to happen? Huh? When the Golden State Warriors played some high school team, what's going to happen? That's exactly what's going to happen. Somebody's going to get lit up like a White House Christmas tree. And that's just what happened here. As far as future boxing cards are concerned, looks like the country of Japan has now suspended boxing and MMA through the month of June. Some of these states here in the United States is talking about putting boxing and MMA back. Of course, boxing, as I said last night, in Nicaragua and Managua. The fighters didn't wear masks, but the people, everybody else in the arena wore a mask, and the people were socially distanced. I don't know how you can make any money. I was a promoter. I promote events at the Longshoremen's Hall as here in San Francisco, as well as a number of other venues around the world. And when I looked at that, you know, 6 feet apart? I packed 1,400 or 1,500 people into Longshoremen's Hall. You think I could get, how many people could I get in there at 6 feet apart? Maybe 100? 200 maybe? Maybe? I don't know how this is going to work, but the bottom line is it doesn't look like we'll be doing anything until there's a vaccine for this coronavirus. You think I'm kidding? I'm not. I'm telling you the truth. Looks like we're going to have to wait out a vaccine on this one. Open phone lines around the planet. I've got a couple of minutes left. 1-800-878-7529 is 1-800-878-7529. Next week, on the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, of course, there's Sunday and Saturday, or Saturday and Sunday. This is the Sunday edition, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, 8 o'clock in Honolulu, Hawaii, for my friend Ramiro out there who listens on the Internet. And, of course, the Saturday show, same time, 8 a.m. Hawaii time, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Saturday is an hour. Sunday show is 2 hours. This is the Sunday edition, of course, wrapping up the second hour here on Sports Byline. The fights done last night in Nicaragua, I just can't imagine a promoter making money on that. So I don't know who's sponsors, whether it was a television network. I think ESPN had something to do with it. So the bottom line is there might have been some TV money in there. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 35, make that 36 plus years now. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. No big surprise, but the Florida Boxing Hall of Fame has rescheduled the class of 2020. Of course, I think they're going to do it, looks like they're trying to do it in August. Listen, nothing's going to be happening this year. Forget this year, right off this year. Forget 2020. It's going to be 2021 before we do anything outside of hanging out one-on-one. Straight up, it's going to be a long time. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, baby, on Sports Byline.
Something never little girl and marsh up no for birth. Nothing's all this. share the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt. Call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Let the boys get down a little bit here. Jerry Cortez on guitar. This is the Mighty Tower of Power 2018 version. I think they've got another album out. In fact, they've got two albums out at towerofpower.com. Check it out. New releases by the Godfathers of Funk from Oakland, California at towerofpower.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Don't forget Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on these same stations you're listening to Ring Talk live worldwide on. We're here each and every Saturday from 11 a.m. Pacific time for an hour, and Sunday for 2 hours, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Next Sunday, in depth, we'll go into the career of Pernell Sweet P. Whitaker. Of course, the guy that I thought they got shafted not once, but twice. Of course, he beat Oscar De La Hoya. I mean, he beat Oscar like a drum. He just beat Oscar one. I wasn't even close, I didn't think. And he lost that fight, of course. And then he beat Julio Cesar Chavez. I remember spending some time with Jack Tatum, number 32, the Hall of Famer from the NFL. Of course, the Oakland Raiders, they call him Assassin, the man that took out Daryl Stingley with that monstrous hit back in the 1970s. Bottom line is, Jack and I watch that fight together, and we bet big money on it. Big money big money for us. So anyway, it came time to pay up. Take that back. It was the 11th round, so I just gave Jack the money after the 11th round. So it's over with. Here, I give him money. So then they called the fight a draw. And then I asked Jack for my money back. He said, you have the audacity. He said, you have the chutzpah, but he said it in a ghetto term. You have the chutzpah to ask me for your money back. I said, man, it was a draw. I said, if it was a 2.5 point spread and it covered and I scored 3 points, it would be a half point over. So I lose at that point. So the bottom line is we're even, right? So Jack gave me my money back. I bought him a round of drinks. We had a great time. May he rest in peace. Number 32, Jack Tatum. Want to mention the fact somebody brought up this week as well. Another buddy of mine, Nate Thurman. Nate the Great, of course, a Hall of Famer in the NBA with the Golden State Warriors, but he was hot and happy as a SF celebrity cruising around in his Rolls Royce. Back in the day, had a little compact little dashboard there, and of course he ran the barbecue pit down there in Folsom. He was a class act, and he treated me good. Anytime I went into Nate's barbecue, I went in for a minute, spending an hour with him talking baseball and boxing and basketball. He was just a sports enthusiast. Anyway, this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide. There's a million things you can be doing in the world right now. The fact you're listening to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, well, my name is Pedro Fernandez, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. The next edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide is Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on many of these same stations. We are a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.